Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The phone lines are open for you. If you want to join the show, you can do that. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've got a show for you tonight where you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we do every night here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we also bring things to the table to discuss. I was not on the program last night. Aria and the girls were here at that time, and I don't think they covered. Bonnie hasn't stepped into the studio yet, but I don't think they covered the Georgia Guidestones.
No.
And Joey, you're here with me tonight. I'm Ian. The phones are open, 603-283-6160. And I asked you before the show, you know, what's a big story that you think we need to cover? And you said Georgia Guidestones.
Georgia Guidestones. It's kind of interesting that, you know, they had to tear them down at the...
One of them destroyed in some way prior to them tearing them down?
Yeah, I don't know. I look at it all very suspicious, but, you know, we can talk about it and...
Well, let's start by talking about what these things are, because I don't think a lot of people are even aware. Where it's been called, I believe, America's Stonehenge, located down in Georgia. I heard about this, I don't know, maybe in the last decade or so, probably.
Sure.
Sort of through the kind of the conspiracy crowd.
Yeah, that's where I got it
like
from.
Alex
yeah.
Jones or something.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
where
Jordan
I saw
Maxwell
it
first. Or something like
I
that.
First heard about it on Vigilant Citizen, probably
that
like 2012
been,
or 2011.
You know what, that might have been it too.
But I heard about it since like maybe 2008.
Yeah, and they've been around for some time.
Since the 80s, I heard.
Yeah. So, as I understand it, and, you know, by no means am I an expert about this, the Georgia Guidestones, it's unknown who it was that commissioned the artwork.
But it says it's from RC, so a lot of people think Rosicrucians.
Are like, those... like Rose, like Ross, like Rose...
Rosicrucian, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe what is a Rosicrucian?
Just some kind of a secret society that started in Europe, like around when the Bavarian Illuminati showed up in 1776 in Germany.
So the Georgia Guidestones are kind of infamous for being the this sort of a public statement, like this sort of piece of art that has a message on it, the guiding, I guess, aspect of it.
Yeah.
And the message.
Creepy guidance.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The message includes, and I'm sure you're, I don't know if you're pulling it up or whatever.
Yeah,
but
I got it right here.
Yeah, that they want to reduce the world's population to like 500,000? What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, so, no, well.
5 million?
500 million.
500
so
million, okay.
Yeah, the first one's maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. As if we can't exist after the 500 million, like we're not existing right now, or we've been doing that since, I don't know, when we broke the population
right. Who
barrier.
Who decides that 500 million people is in balance with nature?
I know who decides that. These elites with their nosebleeds up in the tower, ivory tower, is saying, oh my God, they're overpopulating us, they're going to take over. And they're starting to realize that we actually are in control, and that they're just the, you know, the pawns, the minions, and that they would not even exist without us, or I say us in the sense of anyone over 500 million.
Yeah, the rest of humanity that they have enslaved.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, it's just, it's obnoxious that
but there's
people
more
put these
to it, right?
Up.
Like, that's not all that's on the Georgia Guidestones. That's part of some sort of a large...
It's been a while since I've read this. Some of them I may have agreed with, right? Hold on a second. Guide reproduction wisely... Improving fitness and diversity. I think these are...
Nothing wrong with that.
These sound, you know, fluffy good, right? And then unite humanity with a living new language. Okay, that sounds kind of interesting. I don't
that
know what
that... sounds a little weird.
It is a little culty-ish sounding. But, I mean, we all use English. I mean...
Well, English has sort of become the global standard for language, but it did it on its own, right? Like, you didn't have to have some government shoving it down people's throats.
Yeah, they did. Imperialism.
Yeah, imperialism.
It was basically shoved down people's throats.
Distorted language.
That's why I don't like English. I want to know another language, but really Spanish is another like colonial imperialist language, and it'd probably be the most helpful one for me to learn. So,
well, Well, I don't think you can find a language that wasn't promoted by men with guns at some point.
Yeah, that's why we need our own.
That's funny because there's a person we know that teaches this second language. And I forget the name.
Esperanza?
That's it.
Esperanto.
Esperanto. That's it. Yeah, I guess like there's, you know, within like this community of ours up here in New Hampshire, there's an Esperanto class and how to learn. And I think it's great, you know? Or maybe
I guess, back to
old ways.
And, you know, if you want to talk to a few people that can't...
Where did
Esperanto come from?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The language was designed to be very easy to learn and very easy to remember and use and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a universal, something that people from over here can still understand most of the words and over here. So it just blends it all up. Kinda. Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be hard for me. I'd be hard pressed to say, if I'm going to spend time learning a language, that I would want to learn a language that not many people knew. I would think that's the truth. You'd want to learn something that would be more useful if you're going to be traveling or something like that.
The thing is, like, a language created by the World Economic Forum so we can have a one world government, I'm not going to try to learn, I don't want to try to learn that,
mm-hmm.
but if it was something that I knew formed organically and it was going to connect people, you know, in different countries who should be able to, you know, freely trade with each other and things like that, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't want any language forced down my throat, which I basically did have a language forced down my throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's true. I mean, just because you grew up with other people speaking English doesn't mean it was forced down your throat. That's just
I was
the
born
way of
in the
world.
Area where Red Sox are, right? Like the Red Sox fans are. I hate sports.
Right. Yeah, it's just the way of the world. I don't think anybody who cares about freedom should be pining over a better language. There are so many other things we certainly wouldn't chisel up
in a piece of stone and for the world to see.
Yeah.
So what else did they say? Because, like you said, there's some things that are agreeable here. I mean, it gets a lot of press for the whole reduction of population, and it should, because there's only one way you can reduce the world's population from 8 billion to 500,000. That's, you know, what, 1/16 of the current world's population? And the only way you can do that is by eugenics, by, you know, forcing people to die, basically.
I mean, that's really blatant, like them just saying it straight up. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. There's people like Bill Gates that apparently agree with this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know anyone
that spoke out.
Well, yeah, Bill Gates didn't say he agrees with the Georgia Guidestones. He said that he believes that the world population could be reduced with a vaccine, and he said it could be reduced, like, you know, like 70% or something like that. I don't remember what the number was, but he said with vaccine technology.
Wow.
You better than us, Bill Gates. I don't think
that's
so.
Scary.
Way
stuff.
Before COVID was a thing. COVID
well, I think the computers,
thing.
And you should listen to what I have to say.
Well, it's not just him, though. Who's the big mogul?
Schwab?
No, I'm sure he's on board with this stuff.
Warner, Von Braun?
No, I'm thinking of the guy. He owns like TV stations whatever. Nah, not that. I mean, he's probably bad news too, but.
Murdoch?
Ted somebody. I'm sorry. He owns Turner. Ted Turner. I think Ted Turner's known as being one of these world population reductionist types. Like
David Rockefeller too.
Yeah. So. Again, only one way you can reduce the world's population, because you're not going to be able to convince people, right? No. Like, in theory,
can you just die for me, please?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to convince them to kill themselves, necessarily. You would just have to convince them to stop breeding.
Well, and make life so miserable with inflation and whatever else they're trying to create on us that people just kill themselves. Like, you don't have to tell them, hey, go kill yourself. No. We're going to give you no other options.
Well, that happened a lot in China, for instance, when the lockdowns were happening in Shanghai for nearly 3 months. It was like, it seemed like an everyday occurrence that videos were coming out of men and women jumping off of 100-story apartment buildings or whatever.
I mean, that happened here during the lockdowns that the government imposed because of COVID-19.
Suicides did go up.
Killed themselves.
That's interesting. Like, you know, are they counting those into the, you know, COVID-related deaths?
I don't know. Good question.
We'll find out. All that stuff's going to come out eventually.
So you've got the text of the Georgia Guidestones, which have been attacked, apparently, by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they did it to themselves. Who knows? We'll continue.
I kind of like talking about these rules.
I want to go through the whole thing. I want to go through this whole thing. I mean, this thing's now destroyed, apparently, completely. And I presume somebody's going to put them back up, but we'll see. If you want to weigh in, you can join us at 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on the Georgia Guidestones, these sort of mysterious stones that appeared in Georgia some decades ago, apparently. And then this week they are gone, demolished as part of a, I guess, a cleanup of what was not a planned demolition, or maybe it was, depending on who you ask. But the news came out a few days ago that someone had destroyed one of the Georgia Guidestones. Now, do you happen to know, Joa, was it the one that had the inscription about the killing, you know, basically the majority of the people on the planet?
Well, yes, because each stone had a different language. Each side had a, yes. So they were trying to, basically, all right, this is the funny thing, okay? If someone blew it up, they used, you know, improvised device or, you know, something like that to...
Is that what they're saying? It was an actual explosion?
It looked, I saw footage of it. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a camera on it, which is kind of interesting. Which, it didn't show the people going to plant the thing. They just showed the explosion and one vehicle that was going by, not the other. I don't know. I've only saw portions of this. So I'm not, like, I haven't studied this up. I just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you could tell in the video that it was like an explosive. It looked like maybe tanninite. But it was, you know, like a hard rock, like solid stone that was cut. And when it blows up, it's dusty. I don't really know.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I guess it was, you know, the structure was unsafe, so they had to pull the whole thing down.
Gotcha.
They got one of them, and they just took it all down.
And do you know where this thing actually is located? Is it on private property, or is it on, like, a public park or something like that? Do you have any idea?
I mean, I'll look, but I do believe that it was on private property, and the public is allowed to go in. I'm not really sure. It's the five-acre site was apparently purchased by Christian, this guy Christian, Robert Christian, which is a pseudonym, apparently, October 1st, 1979. From a farm owner. So it seems like it's private. And I guess cows have been given a lifetime grazing rights.
It says in 79, a man using a pseudonym, this is Wikipedia, by the way, Robert C. Christian approached the Elberton Granite Finishing Company on behalf of, quote, a small group of local Americans, or loyal Americans, unquote, and commissioned the structure. He said that they would function as a compass, calendar, and a clock, and should be capable of, quote, withstanding catastrophic events. Well, apparently not so much.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, this, like, they try to build it for, like, nukes or something like that, right? But, I mean, it looks like tanninite did the job, you know?
Yeah, going on here, I don't know, does it say where it's actually located? Off of Georgia State Route 77, north of the city of Elberton. So anyway, we're going through the list of inscriptions here, and I've got the list here as well, Joe. You were sharing some of this stuff. Were you going in a specific order?
Yeah, we were just talking about the language, which was number three.
Okay, so actually what I didn't realize was that number one is the maintain humanity under 500 million people, what they claim is in perpetual balance with nature. So I mean, that's where the controversy really comes in here, but we'll find out what the rest of them say.
Okay, so we're on number four here, rule, passion. So rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Just like how I said that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. I mean, obviously, passion is an important thing.
Yeah. We shouldn't look at this as like a constitution, right, of like a personal self. This is just kind of like a guideline, a guidestone, you know, how we should act and, you know, behave. Not so much of constitution, I don't think. You know what I mean? So, I'm just trying to, you know, understand how they're putting it. But, and number five,
I don't disagree that one should temper one's passions in certain instances.
Yeah.
But
people are allowed to be boring. You know, people are allowed to do whatever, watch TV and not do anything. You know, you don't have to be passionate.
But at the same time, there is real value to being passionate about things, right? And I guess don't let it consume you, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Go on.
Okay. So number five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. But this is,
pure fantasy.
But I'm pre-warning you because there's a rule coming up that contradicts this. So
yeah, there's a good one, really good one coming up. But this is obviously pure fantasy. The idea is just courts. I don't think that's ever existed.
No.
At least not with a central government. Not in the systems that we've had up until this point where so-called justice is dished out by a monopoly, essentially a group of men and women calling themselves the government, that if you don't like their services, tough. You're forced to pay for them, whether they do a good job or whether they do a crap job. So people can say, oh, well, we got to improve the court system. Well, good luck. How are you going to do that?
Right, the
only way that it can be improved is to abolish it entirely.
Yeah.
And have no more state, no more monopoly on violence, and actually have the marketplace provide whatever kind of arbitration services that people are looking for.
They can still call it court for all I care. It's just that it's going to be done through a private, consensual means versus this insanity that they have going on now.
And you should have to agree to the rules before you're suddenly under their jurisdiction being tried for something you never agreed to do or not do.
I didn't sign any social contract.
Me neither.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Bonnie. If you're going to be going into a courthouse or a courtroom or whatever, you should know what the rules are, right? Like, if you go onto a court to play any other kind of game, you better know the rules.
Well, we're supposed to know all the laws, right? So we don't break the law, and then all of a sudden you break the law, and you go to court, and you have to hire someone. Because you can't know the law.
Correct. Like, no, not only can you not know the law, they don't either. Right?
No.
That's why lawyers specialize.
Yeah.
So there's criminal attorneys, and then there's civil attorneys, and then there's breakdowns within those of all different areas of the law, because they can't know the law either.
And that's why lawyers become very specific lawyers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because they don't like these surprise cases and just get railroaded by these judges because they don't really know, but it's best for them to just railroad you because they don't want to have to, you know, have on their back on these maybe bad judgments, but anyways.
And of course, it's no surprise that lawyers are the people that become lawmakers, because every time they create a new set of laws, it's new business for them.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's why they created marriage licensing.
That's right.
Because that way they can make money off of it.
They also did it to stop black people from marrying white people.
Well, yeah.
That was racist.
But that had to do with money, you know, because then you can't, you know, anyways.
Well, now it has to do with money in a different way. Now they want everybody to get married so they can control people's marriages.
Right. And, you know, I like bringing this up and talking about that for a second, is that, you know, marriage licensing and, like, having approval by the state is a distortion in your own thought. You should be, like, and they think that, oh, I have to have the state's permission so I can get insurance, a discount on my insurance. No. You had a bunch of witnesses at a ceremony with pictures and video and, I don't know, maybe rings, or you can do an affidavit saying that, oh, yeah, I got married. An insurance company should accept that. If they're going to reject that, maybe you can, you know, go to another insurance.
Yeah.
We got more coming up here on the mixed Georgia Guidestone. Some of this stuff sounds okay. Some of it, as you'll see in a bit, is actually pretty decent. And then the terribly horrifying part about, well, exterminating the world's population.
Yeah.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the project will help meet future demands for travel and make flying safer and more efficient.
Look, I'm much more interested in raising the bar on things like compensation and job quality than lowering the bar on something like safety. The United States of America should be able to have a robust aviation system without watering down our expectations.
The grants announced are the first installment of $5 billion for airport projects that were included in an infrastructure bill that Congress approved and President Biden signed last November. This is USA Radio News. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshals Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. In Chicago, U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of Illinois, LeDron Reynolds.
The 30-day initiative called Operation North Star resulted in more than 1,400 arrests and 230 arrests for homicide nationwide. Locally, we apprehended 150 fugitives, sex offenders, and violent criminals in the Northern District of Illinois.
A pipeline has exploded in Fort Bend County, Texas. The Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management in Fort Bend County shared photos of the scene on their Twitter account, writing that the explosion occurred in an area that is isolated in a field and all of the area surrounding is restricted. No injuries or structures were threatened by the explosion. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm going to weigh in on the Georgia Guidestones, or what's left of them.
Yeah, right.
Because they're gone after apparently somebody, and we don't know who, attacked in some way and destroyed one of the Guidestones earlier this week.
It's not the first time that's ever happened. There's been
that they've been attacked?
There's been vandalism on it and stuff.
But this one was, like, smashed, right? It was, or you said there might have been some sort of an explosive utilized, and they destroyed one of the stones, apparently, and as a result, whoever it is that owns the property came in there and it demolished the rest of them.
Maybe God did it.
Well,
there's no footage of anybody else.
So, what we're doing here tonight is we're going through the Georgia Guidestones inscription, which apparently were in multiple languages, and there are 10 what they consider to be guidelines or principles in those different languages. And the biggest, most intense, kind of scary one is the first one. Number one, maintain humanity. Under 500 million people.
Because that's normal.
That's like a fraction of the current world population.
Right.
I mean, that would basically be exterminating all of the planet with the exception of North America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially. North and maybe Central America or something like that. That's a lot of people would be killed. But
we can save Mark.
there's some other things on this list that aren't so bad, and we've been going through that list here tonight. If you want to weigh in, again, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. But I also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you are interested in learning about how to advance humanity rather than destroy it, then one of the solutions, of course, is to empower the individual. And to do that, you got to get the individuals of this this world to stop using the government's money, because everybody that's using the government money, and I'm not just talking about the dollar, I mean the euro, any government central bank money out there, they're putting power into the hands of the state, and the state goes to war with that power, and they kill innocent people all around the planet. So if you want to help prevent that from happening, then you ought to look in alternatives like crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page, and that is where you can learn more. And there's some introductory videos there that'll help you understand some of the basics about cryptocurrency, again, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Over at Bitcoin.com, just click Get Started at the top of the page, or go to their news site and get the latest news headlines anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com. All right, so Joe, where do we leave off here on this list?
All right, so now we're on rule 6. This is creepy. Maybe just as creepy as the first one. But let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. A world court.
Well, they already have that one, right?
I know, but it's still creepy you put this on here, because it already is creepy.
So what's the world court, the UN?
I don't know who runs it. It may be the UN. It's in The Hague, I think is what they call it. Isn't that Denmark? It's somewhere up in that.
I've never heard of somebody going to world court. What would you go there for?
Somebody doesn't go to world court. Only nation states go to the what they call the international court. There's an international criminal court, and then there's whatever civil version or something. There's basically any kind of disputes between the members of the court can be heard in that particular court. Not every country on the planet is a member of that particular court, so it's not, it doesn't have quote unquote jurisdiction over the entire planet as much as they might like, but it does have, I don't know, 100 or something. There's a lot of members.
I think that's kind of a reason why it's dangerous to allow like countries to go completely nationalized, like every resource and that sort of thing, like Venezuela,
where
China.
You mean where the government owns things like oil or companies?
Yeah,
or whatever?
I mean, they own everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just, you just happen to be allowed to have that thing. You know, it's not free in China.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're allowed to own that thing, not because you're a free person, but because
the Communist Party
says
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, you know, everyone is responsible if they do something wrong. But like, so how does the world court work, though? Like, if a country does something bad, what do they do? They go, you're bad, and that's
it.
They
go to the world court, and they say, well, again, it has to be if they're members, right? So only members of the world court.
So consensual.
Quote, unquote. So if, you know, let's say Honduras has a dispute with the United States and over some sort of border thing or whatever, right? Like somebody hurts somebody who's works for the government. They've got different areas of jurisdiction that they can work at. And so they just say, well, look, you know, if we can't work it out between, you know, the two diplomats or whatever, then they go and they file a case with the world court, and there's some man in a robe or maybe a group of...
How does a nation pay back another nation when they're found guilty? I just don't see how...
They steal money from taxpayers. I mean, how else?
I guess so.
How else would they print it out, I guess. There's that one.
Or nations put tariffs on other nations, like, I'm punishing you now.
Yeah. Is that the court that, after World War II, the Nuremberg trials were at?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think those were in Nuremberg. So this one's in The Hague.
Hmm.
Where those are in relation to one another, I don't know my European geography.
Well, nowhere
very well.
Near the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah.
Certainly not. We're not talking about Georgia the country, by the way. We're talking about Georgia, the state of Georgia, inside the United States.
Mm-hmm. And talking about petty laws, number 7, avoid petty laws.
This is the best one on the list, by the way.
Yeah, avoid petty laws and useless officials. I mean,
useless officials.
So that's like all of them.
This should be right at the top. This one's number 1.
It should be, but this
should
is
be the only one.
Not, yeah, this list is not a libertarian list in any way, shape, or form. It's a total global government kind of pimping concept behind this global guidestones. I mean, this is just they're just tossing this one in there.
Yeah,
ultimately.
I'm imagining like a king going, like looking at this and being like, you know, just this is my guide, but I don't have to do that. If I want a petty law, I'm going to do it. But overall, if I want to be a good king, then I will avoid petty laws.
But it's also subjective, right? So, what do you consider petty law? Something that affects you financially. You know, oh, okay, so I'm going to commit this financial crime over here.
Or pointless laws, but different people disagree as to what laws they consider to be a waste of time or a waste of effort. So it's almost like they just threw this one in because very few people would disagree with it. I mean, even a dictator would likely say, well, of course we shouldn't have petty laws. We should only have the most important laws, and they should be enforced the way I say they should be enforced. And, of course, every government on the planet wants to pretend like they don't have useless officials, that they're running as lean and mean as they possibly can, even though we all know that's not true. Governments are incredibly wasteful. They're full of useless officials. Yep, here in New Hampshire, that's the Department of Children and Youth Families or something like that. But 99 out of 100 bureaucrats are completely useless, and the only reason I'll give them one is because somebody out there is fixing the roads, right? I mean, there's somebody is...
Yeah, but you don't need an official to even do such a thing.
No, of course not. I guess I was just calling them official in that they hold an office.
It has a practical purpose in I get what you're saying.
There are those people in government, right? Like when we get to the day where we finally can end the centralized state, we're still going to need somebody to go and move snow off the roads or...
Yeah, but it won't have to be a government. It will just be a company at that point. But I'm explaining to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you. They wouldn't be officials anymore. I'm just giving them credit where credit's due. They do a few things that are useful, and those few things that they do that are useful would be done voluntarily. Not voluntarily, but they'd be paid. But, you know, it would be done on a consensual basis in a marketplace.
They only plow the roads right now so that way their cops can continue to go around, giving out tickets and stuff.
Well, Domino's does the same thing. They repair roads so that their drivers can, you know, drive on safe roads.
That's right. They made a campaign about that a couple of years back.
But they don't have to steal from you either. They're just, you know. They upsell your pepperoni.
They did it on a completely voluntary basis. So we got three more on this list of 10 inscriptions on the Georgia Guidestones, which have now been demolished earlier this week. If you want to jump into the conversation with your thoughts, you're welcome to do that. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join in here, we've been talking about the Georgia Guidestones, this creepy structure that was put up more than 40 years ago at this point in 1979, apparently. I'm sorry, erected in 1980.
Yeah.
Still, over 40 years ago, according to Wikipedia, we're going through the list of the inscriptions on the Georgia Guidestones, which are were available in multiple languages. The Guidestones have been destroyed after apparently someone bombed it on July 6th. And you mentioned there is footage of that. They actually included it here on the Wikipedia page. But as you pointed out, Joa, they don't include any footage of people planting the bombs.
It's like they don't want to discover who they are.
I mean, it's nighttime. It's probably not going to be real clear.
Oh, was it night? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it looks like it was 4 in the morning when this was set off. And, you know, we don't know how many different monitors there were. Were there more than one camera? They only show one angle of this. So I guess it's possible somebody could have snuck. If there's only one camera, then
there's 2 angles at least.
Are there 2?
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen them both?
This is all I saw, and it was from the Daily News or something like that. And it was Daily Motion, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the explosion from one angle, and then it just like almost instantly cuts from that and shows the explosion from another angle longer. From the back side.
So then they did have it covered then. So they must have footage of the suspects.
I mean, they just didn't release it. This thing happened. We should probably catch these guys.
Yeah, maybe like people could help figure it out if they made it public.
And that lends credence to the argument that maybe whoever the Rosicrucians or whoever the mysterious group is that's behind the Georgia Guidestones, maybe they attacked their own monument to bring more attention to it or something like
that. It's definitely working. We're talking about it. Right. So who knows?
But we're going to continue with the list here of the different goals or whatever they called the inscriptions.
Guides.
The guides, the suggestions to humanity. And we've been going through and just kind of discussing them as we've gone through the list. Some of them seem okay. Let's improve fitness and diversity. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
These are personal choices. You don't have to be fit. you know.
Well, you know, they don't go into that. They don't say that they're talking to a king or if they're talking to just the average person telling them you should try to be fit. They don't say that or whether they're saying, like, a king should force all his people to be physically fit. So yeah,
that's a good point.
A little open-ended.
So, I mean, based on what they're saying about some of these other points, which is to say that they want fair laws and just courts and a world court, it definitely sounds like it's leaning towards centralized world government. And obviously that means that these are people who are willing to use... I mean, clearly they're willing to use some sort of coercion because there's no other way to get to 500 million population.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking here is that if you're going to get to the 500 million, you probably shouldn't want to avoid those laws. But they're saying avoid petty laws.
Petty laws.
Right, but that means they don't avoid murder.
They wouldn't consider it a petty law to put, you know, the vast majority of the world's population to death.
Yeah, it's important to them.
That's, well, for them it's important because they believe that that will help the planet. They believe that humans are a danger. They believe that humans are a pestilence or a cockroach or whatever that needs to be exterminated. I mean, you want to take down the world population from 8 billion people down to 500 million, you're talking about massive extermination of mankind.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, these are whoever these people are, they are psychopaths.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Let's go on, though, with the list here, Joe. I think you were at number 8. What's coming up next?
Yep, 8 is balance personal rights with social duties.
And there's all you need to know to prove...
That's slavery. That's what sounds
like. Yeah, these are total status. That is a status belief system, is that, oh, well, yeah, you can have your freedom of speech so long as it doesn't infringe on the government's rights. And the government...
So long as you're doing what you need to do for everyone else on the planet.
Yeah, so these people don't believe in rights.
That reminds me of, though? That reminds me of, like, high school when they tell you, oh, you have to do community service or you can't graduate, which is never true. They lie to you about it.
Really?
That. Yeah, yeah. You don't actually have to do it.
That
people protested it. What's that?
That wasn't a thing for my high school.
Really? I'm glad you didn't have
that. That's interesting because that was around when I was in school.
Yeah, and so, like, when I hear this, it sounds like, you know, I'm not going to be able to live free in the society unless I contribute. I mean, no, you have the right to be, what's his name, something Dave?
River Dave.
River Dave. If you want
just
to be
living
River
down
Dave,
by the river,
and you don't want to deal with anyone the rest of your life, and you just grow your food, have some chickens, you have the right to do that.
Yeah, you have no duty to anyone else that you didn't personally take on.
Mm-hmm.
You just because somebody pushed you out of their womb on a certain plot of land doesn't mean that you have a duty to anyone out there, especially these people that, like David, that call in from California claiming there's a social contract. Well, okay, let me see it then. I'd like to see this social. Oh, well, I can't do that. It's not social. Well, okay, well, then there's no contract, because if there's no actual written agreement, then...
That somebody signed, that I signed.
Yeah, that not only did I sign, but I understood before I signed it. Because they basically just say, oh, well, you're sucking air, you're a child or whatever, you just came out of your mom's womb, okay, well, now you agree to this. It's ridiculous.
And they can't pinpoint exactly what you're agreeing to, so that therefore they can change it to whatever they want whenever it helps their argument.
Well, that's the thing. That's what the social contract is. It's just you do what they say. Whatever it is that the men with the guns say. That's the contract.
Well, I signed that social contract with my little tiny feet when I was a little baby. And they put that, you know, they forced my feet into the ink pads.
Did they do that to you?
Of course they did that to me.
They do that to everyone.
Where does that show up? It's not on a birth certificate.
I don't know, but they do that.
It's some sort of document into the hospitals and that sort of thing. But...
So this is proof, this number 8 here is absolute proof that we're talking about total status. They don't believe in rights. Rights cannot be balanced with anything else. They can only be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't respect those rights, then you don't have them. And you have to have other human beings who understand. Because you can stomp your feet all about, you know, rights as long as you want and as hard as you want. If you live in a society where other people do not respect those rights, then they don't exist.
Right.
I mean, I wish that it were some other way. I wish that, you know, we could just say, well, I have my rights, and then other people would give a damn. But these psychopaths calling themselves the government, they don't.
Yeah.
Anything they say about rights is just designed to distract you. Just to get you to think they're still
or pass
on your
by
side.
You. So you feel like you have rights. You don't have to fight anymore because you already have rights from the Constitution.
Yeah. That piece of paper. But, they're saying, or these stones, right? Or, like, not the piece of paper, but these guidestones. You can listen to these things. But, like, you know, if you link number 8, balance personal rights with social duties with number 1, are they suggesting that everyone besides 500 million people just go kill themselves?
It's not clear what they're saying, is it?
It just seems that way. Because, you know, they're not preaching this to all the world's population, only 500 million of them.
But which 500 million?
Yeah, that's true.
And who decides who lives and who dies to get to this goal? Oh, well, clearly it's going to be the governments of the world who make those decisions.
Well, they're the most important. They need a contingency plan.
This is really scary stuff. All right, let's move on.
All right. So I like this one. This sounds really nice. And this is kind of like my own kind of mantra of sorts, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it should be for most people. You know, prize truth, beauty, love. Seeking harmony with the infinite.
I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prize it? Is that what it says?
Sure. Yeah. You want to prize
it. As in valuing
truth.
It. Value
yeah.
truth, value beauty, value love. I like all those things. Harmony with the infinite. That's a wonderful thing, a wonderful concept. But it, clearly these people do not believe in those things. You
yeah.
cannot. No. You cannot say you prize love. And then say, okay, we need to exterminate 90% of the world's population.
Like 6 billion plus.
Yeah, probably more than that. What is it, 7.5 billion right now or something like that?
Who knows?
Allegedly? I mean, how do you
these
even
numbers
know
just
I
know.
Be totally inflated for
yeah, how do they come up with those numbers?
That's what I was thinking. I don't believe them necessarily, but if we're just talking in normie terms, 7.5 billion.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about an insane amount of population reduction. If you believe in love... And you then you would have to believe in human rights, and you would have to understand that there is no balancing act.
But there's no cap to, you know, how many people can exist.
Well, and that there is a certain number of resources, but the thing is, what people don't understand about finite resources is the human mind is not finite. We can keep imagining new ways to use existing resources, new ways to get energy, for instance, out of things that previously we didn't think you could get energy from.
And with restricted trade, we have no idea how abundant we could live if we could trade with whoever we wanted all over the earth.
That's another great point.
The efficiency of not having a middleman constantly.
We'll get to their 10th and final point coming up in hour number 2.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.